Tonight, on a very special edition of But First, we're going to discuss everything that happened in the final episode, including who won, spoilers, it might have been me, and we're joined by, damn it, I didn't time that right. I don't care. We're joined by everyone that's joined us for the past 12 episodes. I'm not going to name them all. I will in a second. But first, welcome your host, Adam and Fatty. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
I'm not doing it over. I'm not doing it over. I timed it wrong.
But you're doing it live.
That is why. That's why I usually pre-record it.
That's why you've been evicted.
That's why it normally sounds so professional, because I pre-record it and make sure that...
Well, wait a minute. This is one person's
opinion. Well, my opinion...
Well, I think we can take a vote.
Fatty, I don't know if you know.
By the way, wait a minute. Before we go any further, for tonight's performance, the part of Alex Lefebvre will be played by Archer, by Moose, by Faye Driver, by Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, and by Alex Lefebvre.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I don't know if you know Fatty, but I'm a co-founder of Pride 48. So, you know, when I say something sounds professional...
And I hate to correct you, but you got my name wrong, Fatty. My name is Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, Moonves.
Oh, I'm sorry, Moonves.
And look who's in there now, number one Northeast Straight.
Look who just joined us in the chat room tonight. It is my number one Northeast Straight daddy.
Oh, hi.
Big Fatty.
Ooh.
Hi, number one Northwest Straight daddy.
Is he on video somewhere?
No. Do you want to join us tonight on the call, Northeast number one Straight daddy? And Adam's going, God, not another fucking invitation.
I'm sure he's my. It'll be like five or six invitations, and I don't see it.
He's with royalty. He is with royalty.
I thought he was the royalty.
Well, yeah, y'all are going to find out a little something about him on tomorrow's show. That
he's really gay.
I'm just going to say,
is it one of Archer's three questions?
It's not one of Archer's three questions, but y'all, there's something interesting. Oh no, the little one just got down to bed, but thanks. Aww. Okay, he's just gonna listen. Okay.
That's nice.
All right.
He's gonna take his question off the air.
Yeah, if you have questions tonight, number one Northeast Straight Daddy, you'll let us know. Oh, next season he'd like to play the part of Alex Lefebvre.
Oh.
So, you know, he didn't watch. I don't think he watched Big Brother before this season either. Now, wait a minute, Chris, did you used to watch it? Did you watch it all season before this season?
Off and on. I started season 2 was the first season I watched, and then I've been spotty since then.
Oh, he's spotting, y'all. Faye?
Yes.
Did you watch? Have you watched it before this season?
Oh yes, definitely.
Okay, Moose.
Every season.
Okay, and we know Archer has.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Adam, have you watched it before this season?
Yeah, I was not. I haven't watched every single season, but I'm a pretty regular. I would say the last 7 or 8 seasons for sure I've seen, and I'm sure I saw some in the beginning. I probably missed some, you know, in the middle there somewhere. And I did when I lived in England. I watched the Big Brother over there 1 or 2 seasons. So, and I believe that was before it started here. Hmm. So I have seen
different?
What about Alex?
No, this is Alex's first season.
Yeah, I watched Celebrity before this. Okay. But this is my first regular.
Alex is now regular. But First has been like a dose of prune juice for him this season. Mm. Now, before
speaking
we go
celebrity,
any further,
speaking of celebrity, does anybody know who the celebrities are going to be on the next?
No, but I've got some information about that. I've got some spoilers.
You've got the first HOH and who's being evicted this next one?
Can we go ahead and just get the fucking contest out of the way? You won, right?
Why do you want to get it out of the way?
Because you won by 1,000 points.
How dare you? No, I didn't. I did win. Sure, we can talk about the contest. How about we talk about the contest?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, we'll just talk. So, you were at the last time we checked the good old contest. You were
I
at.
I was like at minus 70. Or
minus
something.
70, something like that. And then I'm not going to do all the math because I know everyone hates the math, but I'm just going to say.
Especially you.
I'm just going to say that Brett went on the block. Brett was evicted. Tyler went on the block twice. And then Tyler was in the top three, which gives you some bonus points. So when you take all of that together, you ended up the day at negative 65. So you are better than you were last time we checked the score, which is good.
But still a big loser. And, you know, it just makes me wish you had won the coin toss.
So, yeah, if I had won the coin toss, it would have been totally flipped because you probably would have picked Casey. As you know, I picked Tyler and you probably would have picked Casey. But anyway, so since last we met, I was at like 5 points. Sam was evicted. JC won HOH. Angela went on the block. Casey won the veto. Angela was evicted. Casey won HOH again. JC was on the block and evicted. Casey made it to the top three. JC made it to the top three because those gave us bonus points. And then Casey won! Which gave me 50 bonus
Spoiler
points.
Spoiler alert.
So, it's not like I was, I have 40 points.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So it's.
And the best thing about this is it's over and you're going to redo the scoring for next season.
Yes. So if we just did, just looking at it, you would have been around 75 points if we had no negatives. And I would have been at 25, 35, 40, 55, 65.
Doing the math.
75, 80.
Oh, my God.
90.
I'm sorry.
Nice to come.
Sorry.
Nice to be prepared.
Quality podcasting.
I would have been around 170 anyway. So either way, I would have won.
Oh.
No offense. Okay. Either way, we scored it. I
now,
would have won.
Alex, who yes. had you? Who did you choose to win?
I chose Casey. She was on my team. She was on my
team. I know
team.
She was on your team, but I couldn't remember if you had chosen Casey or JC.
Oh, I chose Casey. We have a record of that, in fact.
So who was your team? Who were your four?
My four were Rockstar, because she is my favorite out of everyone that competed.
Dear. What is the matter with you?
And she's the only cast member that I follow on Twitter.
Wait a minute, can we talk about this? Why do you like Rockstar? What's the draw with Rockstar?
I find her very compelling. She makes me laugh. I just think she's really funny. I loved her song about Brett and his micro penis. I loved when she was put up on the block for the third time. She gave the nastiest look and said, "Come on, y'all." And then... She laughed about it again when they had it just being her watching the video with Bailey, and she said it again. She's like, "Oh, come on, y'all." So she's got a sense of humor. She seems like somebody that if I saw her kooky coming into the house, she would be the number one person that I would go to. Like, being an artist, being a little different, like, she's the person I wouldn't necessarily feel comfortable going up to an Angela, but I would feel comfortable going up to a rock star.
Well, given those two, I'd go up to rock star.
So since we actually talked to Alex about his favorite. Oh, did you finish, though? You had rock star and who else? So you had
the,
Rockstar?
The other three were Brett, JC, and Casey.
Okay.
So you actually would have ended up fairly close. You would have won as well. I mean, you would have beat Fatty because you had JC and Casey.
No shit. Yeah, let's just throw some salt on the wound.
So since Alex has told us who his favorite is or was, well, let's go around the room. So, Chris, right. who was your favorite? I know no one else had teams, so who was your favorite?
I was the one that switched kind of in the middle. Early on, I was Tyler, even as late as Pride 48, that episode that we recorded there, I was still on board with Tyler. But what I discovered about myself this year was that I really, really hate showmances more than I thought I did. And so once it became clear that Tyler and Angela were really as deep in love as they were, I jumped off that team, and I was rooting for Casey the rest of the way. So I'm glad she won.
Let's go.
Okay.
Let's go.
So,
do you have a bedazzled shirt that says that now, Alex?
Was Let's Go a thing before this season of Big Brother? Because now I seem to hear it everywhere, or see every time Let's Go. Like, I mean, it was like all season long in Big Brother, and then I seem to be seeing it pop up in other places. Is that like a thing now?
I don't know.
Maybe
who said
maybe
it on Big Brother? Who said it so much on Big Brother?
Oh my God, Casey, Tyler, all of them at one point said it.
The Zingbot made fun of Casey for saying "Let's go," and after Zingbot like brought it to her attention, she started saying it even more so. Then
that's right.
Oh, drive me crazy because every single time Tyler would win, he'd say "Let's go," and Casey also.
All right, so and Archer, don't worry about it. Us old ones forget everything. So,
I know. That's why I had to rewatch the show. You had
CRS before I did, but anyway,
that's true. A long time ago.
So Faye, your favorite.
Faye,
Yeah, you know, for a time, I was really pulling for Haley, the blonde girl, Haley.
Uh huh.
Especially when she was finally starting to make some moves, but then she lost her momentum, and I had to go back to Tyler. Yeah, so I was curious about Tyler. I thought we should watch this Tyler in the beginning, and I thought JC might be a good player as well. And then when finally the Fessy Haley and what's his name, the kid, were starting to make some moves, I thought, okay, Haley might take it. But then she blew it, or she just got steamrolled. So then I went back to Tyler.
Okay. Moose, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Just you just look like you're just taking a nap. We've already put Moose to sleep.
Everybody knows that my favorite was Brett, but he kind of lost me there at the end when he came out at the final show in a blue suit with brown shoes. I hate that look. I admit I'm shallow.
True homosexual.
That's the first thing I noted about him, too, was this goddamn blue suit.
That was an ugly suit.
Yeah.
But there at the end, I was pulling for Casey to win. So.
Archer,
I was hoping that Winston would win, but then after he got kicked out, the second week?
Yes.
And, then I stuck with Tyler or Casey.
No, he was the third week, I think.
Third week, yeah. Now, I was just hoping to be a gay person.
This isn't necessarily who you wanted to win or who you thought was the best player. Just who was your favorite? I think Alex had aspirations. Would that be the right? He didn't think Rockstar was going to win. But she's his favorite.
Exactly. Right. She was a mess, but that's why I loved her.
I think my favorite was Haley. And I didn't think that at the beginning, but she was really not saying much or doing anything. But I really started to like her as the season went on and thought she was smart or she made some smart decisions. She just was in the wrong
alliance.
Wait
a minute. She slept with Faisal.
Well, I don't mean emotionally,
okay,
or you know anything like that. Probably,
but that could have been a game move. Like she was sleeping with the big dumb football player. That was maybe
an intellectual maneuver. Although in the final episode, they asked her, "Are they still together, or are they going? Does she like him?" And she said yes. So it sounded like maybe they were going to continue their relationship.
Remember at the beginning when there were so many of these blonde and brown haired girls that we didn't even know their names.
Uh-huh.
So how early did you hook on to Haley then, Adam?
You know, I think it was her hacker week before that I wasn't, but I just thought she was the only one that really had the balls until like the very end to try to take Tyler out. And, you know, she wasn't successful, but I mean, I don't know.
It wasn't until she spent her time with Fessy that I was like, oh, okay, that's Haley. You know, like,
yeah.
She stood out.
There was also that darker haired girl who didn't last very long either.
Rachel.
Yeah. I thought Rachel might be a good player. I was kind of pulling for her, but she got the boot pretty.
I couldn't tell you anything that Rachel did.
Well, I remember that. Didn't she get voted the least something in the
least trending? Liked, she did.
Yeah, least trending. Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That was her only claim to fame.
She had a
bit of a breakdown, didn't she?
On the final night, Alex?
She looked gorgeous the final night, I thought.
She did.
And
I thought she was auditioning.
Now, wasn't she the dancer from Las Vegas?
Yeah,
she looked like that, too.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I think my second, I think I liked JC second because I really like short guys, and he's super short. I almost think I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I once had sex with a dwarf. Just because I find it incredibly.
You should never say that again.
Is that politically incorrect? A little person? What are you supposed to call him? Isn't that the scientific term?
No, just admitting it is the bad part.
No, there's nothing. I love dwarfs. There's nothing wrong with dwarfs.
I think that my Northeast straight daddy would say a little person is called son.
So maybe it's just a fetish of mine, but I really like short guys.
Really? Maybe a fetish?
And I think he's cute, although I think he looks better with hair. I don't know what the whole shaving the head all summer, because he had a full head of hair, or pretty much, when they came into the house. And then all of a sudden, maybe it's just because they don't have a stylist there, so they thought it was easier to...
What are you talking about? They had Sam.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying he didn't... He had hair at the beginning of the season, and then all of a sudden he didn't have hair. And I thought he looked better with hair. That's all I'm saying.
Now, did you see JC at the end of the show, how disgruntled he looked and pissed off when he had to come out and sit there at the end?
That's what I was just going to say. I felt so bad for him when he was sitting there trying to talk to Julie, and I'm crying, trying to hold back the tears the whole time.
Yeah, poor guy.
I'm sorry for him.
Yeah.
No, I didn't feel sorry for JC.
I didn't understand a word the man said, though. When
could you speak into the machine?
Well, he's got that.
I did not feel sorry for JC. I think JC ended up being a sore loser.
Well, he really wanted to win.
But I think he had a... Yeah, and he had a really good... I bet he had a great following because he was such an underdog because of his stature, right? And Puerto Rican, and he had a lot of things, a lot of disabilities working in his favor, I think.
But he's Colombian, right?
Oh, is that what he is? Whatever.
Yeah, I think he's from
Mexico.
Do you think if he was up against Tyler or Casey that he would have won?
Definitely not.
No.
I don't think so. I mean, Tyler said in a post interview that he thought JC could have beat him because JC was helping to pull strings all along. But I'd heard several things that JC was not pulling strings. But Tyler said he felt like that people might have given JC credit that he kind of knew what was going on and was scheming along and, you know, was able to make it so far without winning any competitions. You know, that could have been looked at as strategy or good gameplay, still being able to remain in the house without winning anything, you know?
Well, he was able to get Fessy to get out his own teammate.
Yeah.
But consider the source.
I know.
But I don't know, because also this, they did seem... I think the jury seemed a little bit more towards the who played the better game than emotional than I thought they would. Yep. I mean, Casey did win, which she was the more liked of the two. But when you looked at them,
she was also a great player.
Yeah, but when you looked at them in the doctor, what's his name segment?
Will.
Will, they weren't really being all emotional and like, oh, I hate so-and-so or whatever. They were really seemed to be looking
at... What did you tell us at the beginning of the season? Well, they always vote emotionally.
Normally they do. I mean, this was...
Yeah.
It still worked out the way I thought it would. And Casey was better liked by the other side of the house than Tyler was. So that was part of the reason.
Part of the problem with this show is that we don't see we see the edit they want us to see, right? So you don't really know what kind of game JC might have been playing. Ever saw one story piece about how he was driving, he was feeding everybody chocolate and, you know, trying to
make them fat. I'm going to make them fat so I can win a challenge.
What? So it's hard to say how people really are doing because we're not seeing everything.
Yeah,
unless
but
you're one of those freaks who watch everything.
Yeah, how dare you?
Oh, sorry.
It seemed to me, though, kind of that JC could potentially beat Tyler, but would not stand a chance against KC.
You're right.
That's kind of what
it
seemed like. So, but the jury roundtable with that doctor, whoever, who I found.
All right. Well, let's before you get into this, okay, let's just recap everything that happened.
Yes.
Tyler won part one of the final HOH, which was the flying on the kite things.
Jetpack.
Okay. The jetpacks, that's it. Then KC won part two, which was the Mount Evictmore or something like that.
Evictus,
that's it. Which I kind of thought they did a pretty good job with those drawings of everybody on Mount Evictus.
They did.
And, you know, quite frankly, JC was pissed because that was a physical thing. I think he should have done better on that rock climbing wall than he did. So,
and it was very close. It was 39
seconds. Yeah.
39 second difference.
Exactly.
I would have been pissed off too.
Then it was the final thing with Tyler and KC, and they got the same number of questions right and the same number of questions wrong, and it went to the tiebreaker. Now, my question that I'm going to ask you in a minute is, do you think Tyler threw the tiebreaker? So,
No. Anyway,
so just think about that. Then we had the chat with the folks in the jury house with Dr. Will. Dr. Will won season two of
that must have been a real exciting season.
Oh, it was better than
it was pretty good.
It was better than him.
That was the season that 9/11 happened during the recording of the series. So yeah, it was a crazy season.
Ooh,
it was. Yeah. And one of the people in the house had a relative that died in 9/11.
Oh so, God.
Then we had the questions by the jury of we had the eviction of JC because KC won, and then we had the questions by the jury, which I think are I think that's the biggest waste of time of the entire show, where they just get up there and they ask this question and KC answered the same thing it didn't matter what the question was. She said exactly the same thing.
Because the questions were the same.
Well, right. But and Tyler was pretty much the same also. And then KC won. And so anyway, so back to what you were going to say, Alex.
Well, what I was going to say was just that the jury roundtable, which Dr. Will to me was incredibly boring, but not as douchey as Jeff. So I'd take Will over Jeff any day. But it seems like they were pretty pro JC. Like they were impressed that he had gone so far, and they were kind of rooting for him. I think definitely the Faute people had it with level six. So the only one who was kind of saying, well, you have to kind of hand it to them was Haley. And in my opinion, that was kind of fed to her by the producers. But.
Well, I think all of those answers were fed by the producers. But anyway, but yes, okay. Yeah. Chris, what did you think of the round table?
I'm trying to remember. There were parts of it that I enjoyed, but there was one moment where one of them was giving an answer, and then Dr. Will kind of did a look at the camera that made me giggle, but I can't remember now what that was for. But
perhaps Faye Driver will remember that as he looks at his notes.
Sorry, I don't have any notes about these interactions with Dr. Will. So Yeah, it's the same bullshit every year. I tend to skip over those kinds of things.
I will say that, okay. And maybe I'm remembering this incorrectly, but correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
But when Angela walked in, didn't they all kind of, like, all of Faute was, yeah, like, clapping and, like, you know, they were so happy that it was her walking through. I mean, didn't it seem that way? Am I wrong about that, or?
Bailey was definitely happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she got the coldest shoulder from everybody when she came in. It was like, oh, you're here. You know, like, they don't want to have anything to do with her.
Thank God we're not stuck in the house with you.
Well, not clapping like, oh, they were happy to see her, but they were happy to see her because they were happy that she was evicted.
Not going to win, yeah.
Yeah, not going to win, basically, or right. Not, you know.
It seemed really weird, though, that she said, oh, and we had this alliance called Level 6, and all the Faute people looked really surprised.
Yeah, yeah. They were all like, what?
No, because they didn't know until the end. They did not know until the very end.
But wait a second, though. Brett got evicted before Angela. He hasn't mentioned that the entire week that he's been there, that he was in an alliance called Level 6. Who was he protecting?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, but it seemed to me like no one had told them.
That was odd. I agree.
I thought that was odd also. Moose, what did you think of the round table?
I think I was drinking heavily by that time. So every time Dr. Will came on the screen, I was taking a shot. So I kind of tuned that out. I didn't get a whole lot out of it. So
it's for the best. Archer?
Well, I think it's changed over the years that Dr. Willis, I agree with whoever said he was boring, because he's gotten to the point now where he's like laboring to get these questions out. And then the people, you know, years past, they've had like these screaming matches from people across the round table, whatever. But this year it was like nothing special, and it was like boring, yeah, and just, you know, just like Moose P. Let's fast forward through that.
Are you saying Moose P is boring?
No. Like he said about it. He didn't pay attention.
Sorry, it sounded that way. Adam, what did you think of it?
I'm on the same page as everyone else. It was pretty boring, and I never really get a whole lot out of those. And I was actually expecting it to be a little bit more argumentative, or, you know, some kind of drama, but there was really no drama. Like, they were all just kind of, oh yeah, I see. So and so, you know, that.
Well, you have to admit, all of them were Faute people, though, except for Brett and what's her name,
Angela.
So, you know, I mean, there wasn't a lot of drama, and you know, the questions are always pretty vanilla and boring. And I, you know, and Bailey, I thought she was going to be a loose cannon, and she actually turned out to be fairly coherent, and, you know, thoughtful, and she was actually, I don't remember who voted for who, but I mean, she was actually, I think, being fairly supportive of Tyler, even though that he was the one that she had the problem with, but in the round table.
By the way, I did make a point of looking to see if I could see blood in her mouth during that.
It was there.
And I did see it. Okay. So,
So, you know, there's that. There wasn't really anything crazy. I was thinking about Brett as you guys were talking about it, and maybe he was still feeling devoted to Level 6, and he didn't want. So let's say it came down to JC and Casey.
Mr. Quincy Jones.
What are we?
It's something about Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
Sorry.
We're already warring you.
He's
right?
Watching TV. So
that happened 30 minutes ago.
He could have been still being loyal to Level 6, because if you think about it, let's say you got down to JC was one of the top two, and so you have KC or Tyler, either one, doesn't matter. If Brett was really still trying to be loyal to Level 6, and he wanted a Level 6 or to win, as we discussed previously, those Faute members might be tempted to vote for JC just for the sheer fact that he wasn't an actual Level 6 member, rather than vote for someone that was on level 6. So Brett could have thought, well, I know I'm gone now, but I want to be loyal to my group. So
they were loyal to him.
No, I know, but I'm just thinking what could have occurred in his mind, right? So let's say he was a loyal person. He could have thought, well, I'm not going to tell them about level 6 because that may skew the vote. Okay. If they know about level 6, if they know Tyler and or KC were in this alliance with us, they might vote for whoever was sitting up next to them that wasn't in level 6.
Yeah, good point.
All right. Who knows? So do you think Tyler threw the tiebreaker with KC?
I say no, because he wasn't anywhere near the number. She was off by 13 seconds.
Totally. She won both showcases.
Yeah, exactly. Tyler wasn't anywhere near that number. Why? I mean, you think he just put any random number down to throw it? And for what reason?
Yeah, what would be his reason?
I will throw out a conspiracy theory here.
Ooh.
I think Tyler didn't want to have to make the decision between taking KC and JC to the finals.
I disagree.
Okay.
Eric, give us your reasoning.
Well, I think he made a final two with both of them. Okay. And either way, he was going to lose a vote if he made that decision.
From the one who went out.
That's correct.
Yeah. He'd have to vote them out.
Because he broke the final two agreement with them.
It's possible.
And he knew that he had a pretty good feeling that KC was going to be loyal to the end. And the reason you're saying he was so far off, Tyler has been a better player than that number indicated. Okay. He was so far off. That's why I think he threw it so that he wouldn't have to make that decision.
Well, he did say
that's an awfully big risk to take at that stage in the game, though.
Precisely.
It's also very, circumstantial evidence kind of thing. I would say, is your evidence for Trump?
May I defend my point of view on this?
Uh-huh.
I think no way in hell would Tyler leave that decision up to one of the other two, hoping someone's going to take him. Because he has been so competitive through the entire process. He's won competitions when he hasn't needed to, I think. And I think this was the last time that he could have any control. There's no way he was going to let somebody else make decisions when he has worked so hard and plotted this out from day one about how he was going to get into that winner's chair. So
Moose,
there's no way he threw that.
I thought that he threw the competition. Same reason. I just didn't think he wanted to make the choice between taking KC or JC.
Adam?
Yeah. I mean, I will say this. I did not think that until you brought it up. That did not cross my mind. And so, I will say that's not something that I thought he would do. I did see an interview, like a post-show interview with Tyler, where he said he knew that he would take KC. That was his decision, that if he had won HOH, he was going to take KC, and he felt pretty sure that she was going to take him. So it sounds like he had already decided who he wanted to sit next to him between JC and KC. So I don't know. I mean, he was very far off, but... I think it's
a point of jury management. He knows he's got so many people against him. He needed all the votes he could get.
But I mean, maybe. I mean, sure, it's a possibility. But okay. I also agree with Faye that he's been so competitive.
I don't disagree.
He has been so focused on winning all season to the point that he allowed Angela basically to be, removed from the game, and that was because, I mean, he's in a showmance with her and he allows her to be.
He didn't vote her out.
Well, no, he didn't vote her out, but I mean, anyway.
Okay, Alex, you disagree with me also.
I disagree because of the fact that if your logic was sound, why did he wait till a tiebreaker? He could have easily thrown that competition earlier on and saved the viewers from having to watch this boring competition and eating up all this time.
Point well taken.
Yeah, that's my thought about that. He could have thrown it earlier. So I think
and maybe he was trying to throw it earlier and she just got him wrong also.
Yeah, well, it is interesting that they missed they got the exact same ones correct and they missed the exact same ones. So even if he had been trying to throw it, he could have missed one on purpose. And then, you know, he always had that surprised look on his face when they got it the same. They both missed it. Maybe it's because he thought he was going to be, you know, who knows? I mean, who knows?
Chris, did you answer it?
Yeah, I sort of lean to the no, just because I think it was too big a risk. But it was kind of interesting to Adam's point that he made just now. I was trying to detect, it's almost like the two of them, Tyler and Casey, I think they could hear the audience, the live audience, through Julie's audio feed. Like when they would turn their answers and the audience would gasp when they had the same answer yet again. And they both responded, and they could tell that the audience was surprised too. So
right.
That was kind of funny. That was the only enjoyable part of that comp.
Right. Well, that and JC sitting over to the side just drinking during it.
He was hilarious. He was pissed.
He had a bad look on his face.
He was not a happy camper. So, all right. So everybody. All right. So JC goes out. We bring the jury into the studio. Y'all, what the fuck did Sam do to her hair?
She colored it.
She colored it. She
that's all I could look at.
I know. It looked like a helmet on her head.
I was like, what? I was like, who is that sitting on the jury? And I went, oh, my God, that's Sam. What the fuck is wrong with her?
Did you see her legs, too? Her legs looked like they were transparent.
Yes.
Her legs were transparent? Oh, okay.
Yeah, she needed to put something on them.
Okay. Yeah. So what did everybody else think of the jury sitting there? What other things can we nitpick on?
Are we going to talk about the most awful event? The most
we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
I would like to say that I thought it was really cute how JC kept finding his light. Like whenever the camera would cut to JC and he had his hat over his eyes. He would go, oh, the camera's on me, and he'd move his face to get his light in so that he could be seen properly. Did anyone else catch that?
I did not notice that.
I didn't notice either, but no, it makes sense.
I noticed that god-awful camouflage suit that Winston was wearing.
Oh, my God.
I didn't notice it.
I didn't even look at the other members of the – I'm like, oh, why did they bring them back?
So then they vote – okay, they go and they vote and do all this.
What an awkward voting system! Like they can't show that they got to grasp that key for their very life because they
hide
can't.
That they name.
Gotta hide the name.
What's the matter with the set builders? Why wouldn't they give them some?
That was horrible.
Blocking?
That whole process was terrible. As a viewer, I'm like, why can't they pick up their cues? Do we have to wait for Rockstar and her 8-inch heels to walk from her chair over to put this key in? This is the most boring TV.
I mean,
but they've done it that way for years.
Yeah, it's always been that way. And I've always thought there's got to be some better way, especially for them to hide the name. Because they're always struggling to, like, make sure they've got the entire name covered before they pull the key out of the bag. And then they're trying to stick it in the slot, but do it in such a way that, like, you know, the name doesn't get shown to the camera while they're – yeah. I mean, I think –
and they have to say their lines, their catchy catchphrase.
My vote was determined after your closing comments, and I'm like, oh, really? Anyway,
and I love you both, but
I love you both. I'm voting on who had the better hair. I don't know.
They really should just do something like Survivor, where they go to a different room or something like that, or do it. You know, maybe do it in the diary room. Maybe have them go back into the diary room or something and do their vote. I don't know. But only
just
show it to
I think they should stick a knife into the one they don't want.
Excellent idea. Now, all right. So They bring out, they voted, we haven't gotten the results yet, and then they bring out the six that were early evictees. First of all, did anyone notice that I read something that Steve, the first one that was voted out, has lost 85 pounds since
he left the house. Oh, yeah, I did know. I did notice that he looked thinner. I didn't think it was that drastic, but yeah, I did notice that he lost weight, for sure.
I didn't even notice it because I didn't even remember what he looked like before.
Well, he was
heavier,
bigger, heavier.
Well, yeah, uh-huh. Obviously bigger.
and they didn't speak to any of them hardly. Well, I don't think they said a word. Well, here we go. And then, all right, so let's talk about the Swaggy C thing.
Okay. I have a lot to say about this. I'll wait my turn.
All right, Archer, go ahead. I think we know how Chris felt about it.
Well, I thought it was a huge upstaging of the entire show, and I don't think it's going to last either. But what I'm talking about is when Swaggy C proposed to Bailey. Right. And I don't think she looked too enthusiastic about it either.
No, she did not.
How long have they known each other? They were together 20, in the house, what, 20-something days?
24 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, but Swaggy's been playing golf with Bailey's dad every weekend, so that makes a difference, right?
Yeah, well, he should marry.
I can tell you. I can tell you why this has come about.
All right, tell us why, Faye.
Here's the reason. Okay, Swaggy C comes from the hood. He cooks up with 24 days of Bailey, and then he goes to the mummy and daddy's house. Hi, I'm your boyfriend, your girlfriend's new boyfriend. And sees, wow, look at the way these people live here out in Beverly Hills or wherever the hell Bailey's from. And he's going, I got my ticket now. And he stuck onto that fish, and he's riding the rails to Swanky Town. That's what I think. Swaggy Town.
Please direct all emails to Faye Driver at gmail.com.
Number one,
Alex,
straight.
What did you think? What did you think of it?
Big fan. Look at the chat room.
That's what I was going to bring up. Thank you, number one Northeast straight daddy. Is that there were rumors that Bailey was impregnated by Swaggy C in those 20-something days. Like provide at least some sort of reasoning behind this beyond that Swaggy wants his 15 minutes of fame.
Well, I think it was confirmed because I didn't read the article, but I saw an article. Because my Google, anytime it thinks I'm interested in something, I get every article about it in my phone. Anyway, regardless, I got an article that said that I believe Bailey had confirmed that she got pregnant and had a miscarriage, while she was on the show or while she was in the house. So, anyway, you know,
I just Googled Bailey Big Brother and Google auto-corrected pregnancy to the end of that. So it's the first thing that came up. Yeah. And if you click on that, the first link that comes up, the headline is Big Brother's Bailey was pregnant, suffered miscarriage in jury house. So,
wow. Yeah,
maybe.
That's sad.
Oh, dear. Jury house.
Oh, so she was a couple weeks pregnant then.
Hmm. Well, that's too bad.
But he didn't know about that, and now he's going, oh, God, I did it because she got pregnant, and now she's not. Okay.
Unless they let her tell him, because that's a serious medical thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be. And anybody who's watched The Bachelor or Bachelorette, which I do, I mean, knows that engagement is a very loose term. You can be engaged for a very long period of time before actually going through a ceremony. So, you know, she takes the ring. Why not? It's a big story. They did it on TV, and we'll see how things go.
Maybe they get asked to go on The Amazing Race as, you know, fiancés.
Mm-hmm. My Northeast straight boyfriend says that Swaggy got updates twice a week. Okay.
So then that's probably why. And I bet the father, Bailey's father, said, you better get your ass up there with a ring and marry my daughter if she's pregnant. So.
All right, well, I agree with you, Archer, that it was absolutely upstaging the event. So, anyway. All right.
Yeah, it took up a lot of time, too.
So, we have the vote, and Faye, I'm sure you wrote down who voted for whom.
No, I did not.
Oh, what?
Oh my God, you're just not living up to the hype.
Oh my God, you're... so sorry.
What's in these notes? I want to know what made it to the notes if you didn't put down the vote.
I stole that fucking page of notes and stuff that we haven't talked about.
Nothing.
It's the cliff. It's the cliff notes. Okay.
It was how much he hated Swaggy C.
I know what it means, Big Fatty. Oh,
okay.
I know what it means. I lived off of cliff notes. Got me through AP English.
Fatty, your number one straight daddy is saying goodbye in the chat room.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, sorry. You saw it.
Yep.
Good night, Daddy.
Night, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. Daddy.
So on about the votes, I was very surprised at how close it was, I have to say. When they pulled out those Tyler Keys and they kept pulling Tyler Keys, I thought, all right, he's got it. I was quite happy. And then she pulls out all these KC things. I was surprised somewhat.
Archer, what did you think of the vote?
Well, first of all, I think that most years it's 5-4 because Julie manipulates who's going to put their keys in where. And I think she already knows who they voted for. So she makes them put them in or maybe she pulls them out based on what she knows. And so that makes it intense. Although, was it last year or the year before? They won after the first five keys were pulled or something like that.
Yeah, it was like a year or two ago.
I was going to say, do you think that – because it's obvious to me, or at least it seems, that they strategically place or she pulls them out strategically, like you said. Yeah. And but what I'm wondering –
spin that thing around.
Well, yeah, but what I'm wondering
– they're lining them up. They're asking them pre-show, how are you going to vote? And then they line them up in line to make it more –
So when she pulls them, then it's more dramatic. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Do you think they ask them before they vote, or do you think she, when they go to commercial break, that they look and see how they voted and then decide what order it's going to be in? Because they could, you know, they could ask them how they're going to vote and they could lie.
They could, yeah. But I think they do ask.
I think so too. But didn't they, one year, they were given both keys, two keys with both names, and they had to pull the one out of the bag that was the one that they wanted?
That's what they do every year.
Yeah, they have both keys in the bag all the way up until they go up to the thing, and that's why they're fumbling around making sure they have the name they want.
Okay.
Because they have both keys in there.
Well, what they do is they vote, and then they talk to those other people, and they collect the bags so they know who's voted for whom.
Okay. That's what it is. The producers know because they take the keys of the people they did not vote for know from that.
That makes sense. And Julie has one of those things, an earwig, is that what it's called? Anyway, she has that ear thing, and they probably tell her, okay, now pull rock stars.
She pulls in order.
She went in reverse order, but it was in order. Because the first one she pulled was JC's, and he was the last one to vote.
Right.
And who did he vote Moose for, do you remember?
Oh, he voted for Tyler, of course. He voted with his little head. And by little head, I mean penis.
Although it's not that little based on the pictures.
It's not that little.
Okay.
But there you go.
Moose, what did you think of the voting?
I was surprised that it was so close. I was really thinking that they were going to vote for Tyler. But I'm happy that Casey got it.
You don't sound happy.
Well, I mean, foul tape people. I mean,
he's still sore.
Voted as a block. I mean,
he's still upset that Brett didn't win. That's all.
Like he's said, Brett lost me when he put on that blue suit.
Yeah. That was the last.
That was the final straw. No.
Faye, what did you think?
Yeah. What about the vote? Yeah.
Uh huh.
I was surprised. I thought Tyler would have it in the bag. I guess there's just one vote. All he needed was one more vote, right? And he just didn't have it. It just didn't work out.
Okay. Chris?
You know, I could have imagined a scenario where Tyler ran away with it, but I'm very happy that it ended up the way that it did. But yeah, I think it could have gone either way.
Alex?
Well, I think Moose said that he expected Faute to vote as a unit, and as did I. So I was very surprised when Haley ended up voting for Tyler, whereas Fessy ended up voting for KC. And that indicated to me that she flipped last minute, because I think if she really thought she was going to vote for Tyler and was convinced of that, she would have tried to convince Fessy as well, and they would have voted together. So I think that he was more convincing in his final speeches than KC was. And so that was a vote that I don't think was initially for Tyler that he was able to pull over to his side.
I think you're right because I think in his closing speech, that's when he revealed, I tried to, you know, I presented the idea of putting me on the, you know, of backdooring me. And she thought that was a smart gameplay move because he had that power app.
Well, also, so, wasn't she the one that said when she went up, her little thing that she said as she's sticking it in is, oh, yeah, I didn't make this decision until the speeches. Isn't she the one that said that?
Yes.
So that does make sense then.
So, all right. So Tyler wins, and then we have, they come out of the house.
No, Casey wins.
Excuse me, Casey wins.
Can I just say yes, one more thing though before you carry on? Tyler, the reason I thought Tyler would do it is because every time he had to do a speech, he would speak strategically about what he was doing and how he was playing this game. And everybody else in there was like, you know, I love you guys. Thanks, my family. Thanks, CBS. We get these stupid, vague, nonsensical speeches out of people. And Tyler was was one of the few people, except for some of those really good Brett speeches, which were quite entertaining. But Tyler was so strategic through the entire process. And I'm really pissed off that the jury house couldn't see what he was really doing, and I think that's where he lost it. I'm frustrated by that because of the format of the show.
I will say this, you know, the last key to come out was Bailey's, and it would have been very interesting if Bailey had voted for Tyler, because it was revealed on the after show with
Ross and Marissa.
Ross and Marissa, that Swaggy said he would have voted for Tyler. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, because he saw the show.
Right.
I think what Tyler messed up though is that instead of focusing on strategy, he needed to reach their hearts. I think that he dropped the ball when he focused just on Bailey in that one thing and how he had kind of wronged her. He could have just said, I apologize to you, Bailey. I was wrong. And then moved on and looked at Sam and said, Sam, I made a final two with you. I feel like I've broken your heart. I think he needed to make more of an emotional pull, and he wasn't able to do that. And the strategy only worked with Haley, and the others they weren't bitter per se, but I think that they voted for Casey more out of, they felt like she was a good person. And
did Sam vote for Casey or against Tyler?
I think she voted against Tyler, in my opinion. But, you know, Sam's crazy. She has said afterwards that she voted for Casey because Casey doesn't have as much money as Tyler. So she wanted to give it to the person who's poor.
Well, but, you know, hey, the whole emotional side that you were saying, that goes right back to my beginning of the season when I said, Big Brother, they vote with their emotions. So see there, if he had appealed to their emotions,
season, I really don't think it was emotion. I think this season it was strictly who played the best game.
And Fatty, I never said I'm always right. If it works out that way,
it just comes across.
If it works out that way, then I'm right.
You know. All right, so everybody's out of the house, and it's time to announce America's favorite.
Now, I have a question about this. I thought that, I guess I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask, has it ever been this way? I thought that America's favorite needed to come from anyone other than the final two.
No.
So
could be anybody in the house.
So then could it
the whole season?
Could it also be the person? Could the person who won Big Brother?
Yes.
Also yes. be okay.
And I think that's happened before.
Yes, I think that has happened.
So I was really surprised by that. Now, I know this is not a Survivor podcast, but in Survivor, does it have to be someone who did not win? Or can it also be anyone? Because they have America's vote as well, right?
I don't think so.
They have something where they give another check
maybe
out.
They do. I think it's anybody.
Okay.
I think
so I was wrong. But anyway, so Tyler wins.
Oh, wait a minute. Can we get a time stamp on that?
Tyler wins America's.
That one.
No, I didn't say I was wrong because
said I was wrong.
No, well, no, I mean, I wasn't wrong about him winning.
That's
because,
my new ringtone.
Because I didn't predict who was going to win that. We did not predict who was going to win that. So I was just surprised. Because I thought they would pick someone from the jury house for some reason. But
all right. So the final three are Brett, Haley, and Tyler. Now, were y'all surprised by that, the top three vote getters?
Yes.
Yeah. Especially Brett.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not because – well, I'm not because there are people out there who like douchey people.
Oh, that's you.
Moose is in the room.
And, until they wear blue suits with brown shoes, apparently. And then they're, you know, and plus his speeches were clever. So, you know, so people could have been swayed by the fact that his speeches were clever, although they were so douchey to me, I wanted to throw up. But some people might have liked them. And then a lot of people probably liked the fact that he had a hot bod and went around with the shirt off all the time. So you know, I can see some people voting for him. That Haley, very pretty and had some good strategy, and people probably felt sorry for her because, you know, her and Fessio were the worst players ever, you know, and then she, you know, and she's the last remaining Faute member and, you know, always getting put on the block her last 3 weeks.
And she was the only person out of that Faute who had any game going either. Mm-hmm.
And then Tyler's the golden boy. So
I have to say something that's a little negative, but I was not surprised because they were the three attractive Caucasian straight people. And that's what America likes. That's what America voted for. They're not going to vote for a person of color. They're not going to vote for a minority of any way, sexual or otherwise. And so there was the three white straight people. Very good looking. There they were.
I was a little surprised that JC was not amongst the three.
I actually thought he was going to be the one to get it.
And when he wasn't even amongst the three, I was like, whoa. And then Tyler wins it, and he goes, oh, my God, I thought America hated me.
Yeah. Which load of crap.
I will say about JC, maybe he was tainted by the negative press that he got throughout the season.
Oh,
so, you know, because he had several, two or three times where sexual harassment stuff came up. And, you know, it is the Me Too movement right now. So maybe people didn't want to vote for him because they're like, oh, he's sexually harassing people inside the house. And so they didn't want to vote for him.
Now, Moose, I'm sure you're not surprised that Brett was in the America's Favorite since you voted most gave him most of those votes.
I'm sure, but I did. Haley was voting though for the girl from West Virginia.
Sam.
I'm surprised she didn't get something.
Other than she's crazy.
Well, but she was sweet.
She was. By the way, did anybody vote for America's Favorite?
No. I didn't do that.
I did.
Chris, who said that? Who said they voted?
I did.
Me.
Say your names, please.
Chris and Moose.
So, Chris, who did you vote for?
Casey. Just in case she didn't win, I wanted her to get something.
And Moose, who did you vote for?
I split my vote between Sam, Casey, and Brett.
And that, like, that was before you
tried
to
vote?
I tried to vote for Rockstar, but it said you had to be on CBS All Access. And so I was right. like, oh, forget it.
Right.
But I want to know from Moose, were you a little turned off when you heard from Angela that she said that Brett smells like fish and beans at the frat party?
Yeah, I was turned off by that. That was pretty
wait,
awesome.
Wait a minute.
Brett Sisser said something about him smelling bad.
Yeah.
When did that happen? I missed that.
Angela talked about a couple episodes ago. She talked about how everybody in the house smelled of a certain way. And she said that JC smelled like sweat. Tyler just smelled good. And that, that Brett smelled like fish and beans.
I do remember that. Okay.
I don't remember.
A big turnoff.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly her saying that, but I remember them having a whole segment where they talked about how good her sense of smell was. But
it's how interesting the last couple weeks were.
That doesn't surprise me, though, because every time Brett would wear a shirt, you would see these sweat stains just covering it. So, I mean, he probably did smell bad.
It's just that man smell.
Yeah, I was going to say the sweat stains were kind of a turn on, so I was bothered by that.
Musky man smell. But if it smelled like fish,
just to say who's hanging out around the wardrobe counter at the end of every performance.
For the
jock, do the dancers wear like some kind of support?
Yeah, they have dance belts. They don't usually leave them around, though. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Not for the sniffing.
You really use them for those, eh?
Notice he said usually.
Well, the ones he makes eyes with, they leave their strategically placed.
Exactly.
On the piano. Just
on his face. Anyway, all right. So they announced there's going to be another season of Celebrity Big Brother. And Ross and Marissa, they had their show in the backyard after the finale was over. And they asked different ones. They talked to everybody, but not everybody answered the question. But several of the names that came up of who different ones would like to see on Celebrity Big Brother. I'm going to read them to you, but y'all be thinking about people that you think would be good on Celebrity Big Brother or somebody you'd like to see on there. Brett said he would like to see Matthew McConaughey.
Well, that won't happen.
Rockstar would like to see Bob the Drag Queen.
Yay!
Bailey would like to see Candace Cameron.
Ugh.
Isn't she the religious one?
Yes, she's horrible.
Okay. But she might make good TV. Or Ariana Grande.
Well, she's getting married.
Her brother's already been on the regular versions.
So. That's right. Frankie was already on, yeah.
Swaggy would like to see Kobe Bryant, the basketball player. Haley said Paris Hilton. Faisal said he would like to see LeBron James, and Dr. Will said he would like to see Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, that would be good.
So most of those choices are not – okay, they are not going to get any A-list celebrities, first of all.
I'm not sure Bob the Drag Queen.
Well, no. Bob the Drag Queen is not. But I mean, like, they're not going to get a Neil Patrick Harris. They're not going to get a Ariana Grande. They're not going to get anyone that's like in the prime of their career. You know, I mean, whether it's a singer, a professional athlete or whatever, they're not going to get someone who's on the top right now and doing really well. And a lot of those.
I did hear a name floating out there. Brett Kavanaugh is going to be in the house.
Oh my God. Mm.
Oh, brother. That's so, a different show.
Right. Archer, what's a name you'd like to see on Celebrity Big Brother?
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, okay. Moose?
Kathy Griffin.
Oh, yeah. Oh. She would be good.
She would probably do it.
Faye.
I don't know. I just don't care.
He sounds like he can't give a shit.
Okay. Chris.
Well, if not Bob the Drag Queen, maybe Bianca Del Rio. I'd like to see her.
Okay. Alex.
Taye Diggs.
Alex?
I choose Taye Diggs. Yeah.
Adam?
Betty White.
Oh dear.
My God.
At least you wouldn't have to worry about her getting pregnant in the house.
Oh my God.
But you'd have to worry about her dying in the house.
Honestly, we're not going to know any of the – I mean, because who did we really – nobody that was on the last season was very famous.
Omarosa was.
Well, I mean, come on. Reality famous.
Well, yeah.
She's not – I mean, not like famous – like, you know, movie star or singer or, you know, something like that. Sure. I mean, maybe we'll have a – maybe we'll have another Real Housewife of something, you know, that
it's
I've never
heard. It's all the people
that
were like on Celebrity Apprentice. Like you could have like a Latoya Jackson be up there, you know, one of those.
But now Celebrity isn't going to be until February, right?
Usually February, right? Okay. And the one I would choose would be Rosie O'Donnell.
She would be great.
She's probably going to be.
And I think she might do it.
You know, but she's probably going to be the replacement for Julie Chen Moonves on The Talk.
They're kind of having on show auditions, I think, right? Yeah.
She was on there on Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
But there was some lady on there today that I didn't even know who she was.
Right.
Was it Carrie Ann Naba or Inaba?
Oh, you know what? I think it was her.
Carrie Ann Inaba or.
Well, she's a judge on Dancing with the Stars. Speaking of that, did you watch Dancing, Alex, before we got on?
I did watch the Dancing up until Grocery Store Joe, and then I had to leave to come into the bedroom.
Okay. I still don't know.
Who is he?
He's on The Bachelor, or The Bachelorette he was, yeah.
Okay. He's cute, but he's
You know, another one I would like to see on Celebrity Big Brother, because it has to be has-beens, I'd like to see Barbara Eden.
She's not a has-been.
She is. What is she on? What has she been on recently? The last thing she was on is...
she's old.
I know.
I thought she was dead.
No, she was... you know, and the thing is, she was on Worst Cooks. So Food Network has a Worst Cooks Celebrity Edition. And she was on Worst Cooks a couple of seasons ago. I used to love Idrima Genie. So.
It's only a matter of time before Lance Bass is in there. So he's on every reality show. So.
Now, are you guys going to plug your Big Brother show, Survivor show that you're going to do?
Yeah, Adam, and Faye's like, I'm ready to go to bed.
Well,
what are you going to discuss? Going to discuss on the Survivor show? What's your premise here?
Well, there's not going to be a game.
So, is going to be a game. We're going to pick a team. Okay. So it's going to be – it's a recap show, just like Big Brother. So we're going to recap the week, just like we did for Big Brother. So that's the premise. And the name is probably going – so I know Survivor started already, but we're going to start recording next Sunday. And so what I'm going to do – so the name is tentatively going to be Survivors Ready, although nobody on this podcast liked that name. So we might go back to the drawing board on that.
Let's take a vote amongst the panel here. Go, what's a name you would – think we should consider? Archer?
Survivor Recap.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That surely already exists. I mean,
but I know nothing about Survivor, so I'm not going to be able to help you on this one.
Okay. Faye?
Immunity Search. No.
Okay.
A question, though, before you go to the next person. Are you going to use this feed, or are you going to make us subscribe to yet another feed? Can't you just keep this Butt First Pride 48 recap show feed and call it whatever?
We found the lazy one in the room.
We will have a separate feed, but what I'm going to do, because I wasn't prepared in time for this episode to let all of our wonderful listeners know about our new show and where they could subscribe to that. I'm actually going to release the first episode, or maybe the first couple of episodes, on this feed But on those shows, we will tell you where you can go to subscribe and get the entire thing. So the first one or two episodes will be on this feed, and then we'll move people over. Mainly because there are probably a lot of people, including the panel members that we have tonight, who watch Big Brother but don't watch Survivor. So, you know, would have no interest in a Survivor show. So I will do one or two episodes on this feed just to let people who do want to listen to Fatty and I talk about a different show know where that is.
Or we could say a Big Brother recap, but first we're going to talk about Survivor.
Right. And there might be a time where we're doing two at once. You know, there might be a Survivor
Chris, any suggested names?
Just because it's the only thing I would watch Survivor for, call it Big Floppy Dicks in Dirty Underwear on the Beach.
Oh, that is so hot.
God.
And Alex is vomiting. Okay.
Oh, I liked it. I actually might listen to. I don't know. Okay. What's the name of the little god that they had?
It's an immunity idol.
Immunity idol.
Well, that could be the name then.
Okay.
Okay, that goes a big hit.
But you're not going to watch Survivor, though.
Probably not, but I will listen to your podcast, though.
That is devotion. That is actually Immunity Idol's might not be too bad because it's kind of like it's a play off of American Idol.
Yeah.
So like Immunity Idol.
Oh, now who's smitten with Alex Lefebvre?
Alex, I'm making goo-goo eyes in the camera right now.
Hey.
Alex Lefebvre, you need to come back to Survivor and watch again in like 3 or 4 weeks. When all the boys are starting to get all skinny from not eating and the show's a little more interesting.
Well, that was not the great. The first episode is never the greatest episode.
And I would maybe look again, but I don't. It wasn't necessarily their bodies that was killing it for me.
Yeah, but there's a lot of exposition and all that. So anyway, it's act one of a play.
It does get better. I mean, because like it just like Big Brother. At the beginning of Big Brother, there are so many members in the house that it's hard to keep track of anything and it's the same thing with Survivor. At the beginning, they're trying to tell everybody's story. You've got like 20 people or how many ever it is, you know, and I will say I didn't think they had as many cute guys this season that I've noticed so far as they have in previous seasons. So that makes it a little less, you know. A little less standout, but it's a lot of drama.
I think it's like the BFO. You've got it. If you just watch one of them, you won't like it. But if you stick it out a few episodes,
then you'll unsubscribe forever.
Then you'll really not like it. Okay. All right. So, any last thoughts as we close out, Archer? Why don't we start with you?
I always wonder what they're going to do with the money because they always talk about, I'm going to start a foundation. I'm going to give it to my family. I just wonder what she's going to do with the money.
Okay.
I would like to point out that $500,000 is not a lot of money. I mean, once you take away taxes, when you win something, I mean, it's like 50% taxed. So you're getting like $250,000. You're not even getting $500,000. Anyway, that's it.
All right. And did you think it was a good season, Archer?
I did. I liked it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Moose, parting comments?
I did like this season. I thought it was very entertaining. Except for the blue suit. I would love to find out what happens to Sam.
What happened to Sam?
Yes, there's something about her that is just intriguing. I mean, she is just so batshit crazy.
Well, to make a correction, she's actually from Stewart's Draft, Virginia, not West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Is that close to you?
No, but I know where it is because I went to college down in that area.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Okay. Maybe we should have our next Pride 48 in Virginia. You don't want to road trip a visitor.
Do it in here in D.C. Don't make it in Virginia.
I do have a comment. I'd like to say, now the two of you two boys are hosts here. We're talking about whether or not you thought Scotty was gay. Now that the show's over, do you have a final thought on Scotty's sexuality?
I do. I hope he's not.
But what do you think? What do you think?
I think Scotty. I don't know. I think Scotty's just weird.
You know, he's a virgin, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
I think Scotty might want to be one of those asexual people. Or whatever they call them, you know.
He probably went out and bought a blue suit so he could look like Brett. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think he knows yet. And I don't think he's... Maybe he's not sexual at all, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
But other than that, did you like the season, Faye?
Yeah, no, I thought the season was one of the better seasons. Usually they're kind of a slog to get through. And I quite enjoyed this one. I think there was a lot going on, despite getting a little tired of level 6 having all that control for such a long period of time. I still thought it was very entertaining and nail biting, and it was a good one.
Okay,
I'm Chris? Sorry Tyler didn't win. I really thought he deserved it.
Yeah, Chris,
I thought it was a great season. Enjoyed watching it and enjoyed hanging out with you guys. So thank you for letting me do that.
Alex Lefebvre.
I second that. I loved the show, and I have loved being a part of But First, and looking forward to future seasons.
I was going to say, it's probably everyone's favorite season, Fatty, because of But First.
I'm sure that's it.
I mean, that's got to be the reason. They're all like, oh, one of my favorite seasons.
You just surveyed the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
Gave us someone to talk to about Big Brother.
Right. And Adam, did you enjoy the season?
I enjoyed the season. I thought it was a really good season. I, however, thought that I wish there had been a little bit more change of control. I mean, I didn't enjoy the fact that level 6 was basically just ran the table. But I did like the season.
Well, I thought the season was great.
Also, I really enjoyed the coin toss.
I thought the season was great. I think the reason I really liked the season is that they did not bring back anybody from previous seasons to play. I hate it when they do that.
I do too.
And it's okay if they come in and host a thing, you know, if that's how you want to keep them coming back, that's fine. But just having them back in the house, I'm sorry, you've already had your turn. And just having fresh faces and all, that makes me happy. I will say one last thing. I did hear that Brett and Tyler have been booked on a soap opera.
Yes.
A CBS soap opera.
I think it was General Hospital.
Oh, well, that's not CBS.
Oh, then I'm wrong.
Yeah, okay. It's ABC. Hmm.
So, anyway.
How do you boys know which soaps go where?
Well, ABC has always had.
Was it Bold and Beautiful?
I don't know. I'm sure Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee Moonves can probably goggle it for us.
I could, but I'm too lazy.
Okay, great.
So one more question before we end. Speaking of bringing people back, does anyone have predictions on who may be brought back to Big Brother and or recycled on either Amazing Race or Survivor from this season?
Tyler. Maybe on Amazing Race.
Tyler and Angela on Amazing Race for sure.
There we go.
I agree with that.
Do you watch Amazing Race? Mm-mm. Oh, you will.
We also watch Amazing Race.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sam's gonna get Bailey and Swaggy would make it onto Amazing Race.
I don't think Swaggy would do Amazing Race. It's too much.
I don't
effort.
Think they'd ask him either.
Yeah. I have the perfect team for you guys for the Amazing Race. It's going to be Sam and Scotty. Just imagine those two running around the world.
The perfect team would be Sam
in India.
No, the perfect team would be Faisal and JC.
Yes, that's just what I was thinking.
By the way,
my big dumb puppet.
I'm getting kicked out of the bedroom, so I'm giving you a tour.
Is giving us a tour. Look at all that artwork. Wow. Yeah.
Holy cow, you're a nice place.
So, Alex, where do you live in New York?
I live in Queens.
Could you give us the address? Okay. And if you'll give us your credit card and the expiration date and the security code. Anyway.
So, by the way.
Take off that shirt.
By the way, Bold and Beautiful.
Bold and Beautiful.
The Bold and the Beautiful, or however it's called. So I want to say, before we end, it's been one of my favorite seasons because I've enjoyed having all these wonderful co-hosts that we have. So thank you guys for joining us all season long. It's been really wonderful. And my co-host, Fatty, because, I mean, who could do anything without him?
And well, speaking of wonderful co-hosts, Adam,
yeah?
Why don't you take your headphones off and flip that hat around so everybody can see it?
Okay. How do you? Oh, now I'm not going to be.
Make America great again. Oh,
it says. I was going to thank everyone. The Suits gave me this. It's a Pride 48 baseball. It's a one of a kind, original Pride 48 baseball cap. It has the P logo and it says Old Cricket Hat on it. So perfect. Thank you, Fatty, for that. So, Fatty, any closing words? We're going to run out of music. So,
You'll have to get in touch with me about that Immunity Idol show.
All right. Well, you guys listen to the feed if you're interested in Big Brother. We will start recording this coming Sunday.
Survivor,
yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
ruined. In the meantime.
From outside the Big Brother house.
Let's have a look at no one remaining in the house. From outside the house, I'm Adam, and that's Fatty, and we'll see you guys next season. Bye, everyone.
I believe that's Adam Moonves.
Exactly.
Bye.
Thank you for having us.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.